Welcome to episode 135 of the Microsoft Cloud IT Pro Podcast, recorded live July 19, 2019. This is a show about Office 365 and Azure from the perspective of IT pros and end users, where we discuss a topic or recent news and how it relates to you. In today's episode, Anna Chu from Microsoft joins us to chat all about the various ways you can get involved with the upcoming Microsoft Ignite conference, including advice to consider when submitting your session. Happy Friday, Scott. Here we are on a Friday afternoon instead of a Friday morning when we normally do our recordings.
Yeah, it's a fun one today. We have a guest on the podcast, which doesn't happen as much as we'd like it to. And it hailed at your house today. It was 100 degrees and haily. Nice.
It was 90 degrees and hailing. It looked like a hurricane outside today. There were several lightning bolts that the thunder and the lightning came at the exact same time. And my kids slept through it. They took naps through the thunderstorm.
Perfect.
But it was wild. You can go. I've decided I'm going to just start tweeting about thunderstorms in Florida because my tweets about thunderstorms got more likes and comments than any of my Office 365 tweets do.
Oh, well, yeah. We're done with today. You can teach us all how to be social
media
mavens.
Apparently thunderstorms are way more exciting.
Excellent. Well, why don't we get into our stuff for today?
Yeah. So today, part of the reason we're recording later today is our guest hails from Seattle. And she works for Microsoft, and anybody in the community, I'm sure, has heard of her. And if you haven't, you need to go look her up. So it's Anna. Is it Chu? I asked if it was Anna or Anna, but I didn't ask about your last name.
It's Anna Chu, yes. Hi.
Right. So yes, we have Anna Chu here. You're a senior product marketing manager at Microsoft. So, I mean, we can always read introductions about you, but do you want to kind of introduce yourself to those listeners that may be living in a closet and haven't heard of you or something?
Yeah, so I'm Anna Chu. I work at Microsoft. I've been at Microsoft for over a decade, quite literally. It's quite scary. But I am responsible for a lot of different things. But the reason why I'm talking to you today is because of community and Microsoft Ignite. And I'm in charge of the community strategy for the event. And not only Microsoft Ignite, but Microsoft Ignite the Tour. And I'll talk a little bit about that later on. But it's a massive event. I think our official number of attendees, we stated, was 26,000 last year. And I don't think that is actually quite representative of the number of bodies inside that building, because if you count all the vendors and the staff and people back of house, it's probably closer to like 40,000. It's huge. That's a massive footprint. And I know both of you have been to Ignite before. You guys were part of our podcast center, right?
We've done the last 2 years. We've participated as press and done the podcast center, which is super fun.
Yeah.
Highly recommend it if you're a podcaster.
No, yeah. Don't tell them our secret. That's our secret. No, it is. That is one way. But there's also another way, and I don't know if you want to jump into this now, but in the past, we've always come as press because Scott and I have not been presenters, and that's been a way we can go and kind of get involved in Ignite. But there are some other ways too for podcasters. And I don't know if you want to start there, if you want to start with some of the other ways, but there's a whole bunch of different aspects to Ignite and getting involved from a presenting, podcasting, community aspect that we just wanted to talk about today and that you wanted to help share the message with so other people can get involved and join us in the podcast center there or presenting or teaching.
Yeah, totally. One of the things I love about Microsoft Ignite is that we're really inclusive of community. So we ask people to submit content for 45-minute breakouts and 20-minute theaters. We also are looking for people from the MCT community to submit ideas for exam prep sessions as well. From a more interactive side, we're looking for unconference session submissions. We, as you mentioned, podcasts. We have a podcast center and we're looking to get people to record their content there. We also are looking for community reporters. These are 10 folks that we recruit from the community to participate in a live stream. And they have a lot of fun doing that. It's quite a wild ride. So yeah, there's lots of different ways that people can be involved at the event.
Upskillity is disrupting cloud training as we know it with their on-demand platform, SkillMeUp. Their new design focuses on a user flow to better role-based learning paths with these great new features. Real-time, hands-on labs are now included with each subscription to build your skills competence. Hundreds of cloud courses with more added daily to transform your skills for today's cloud-first careers. Role-based learning paths guide you through associated level courses in an easy-to-view layout and tracker. Microsoft Azure and Microsoft 365 certification prep courses and labs to support you leading up to exam day. Learn more and start your free 3-day trial at www.skillmeup.com. All right, so kind of diving into all those, call for community content, because I know each one of these two, they're kind of like classifications for each one of these categories in terms of who can submit and what types of content they can submit, and even maybe some tips you have for those different ones. So the first one is kind of that call for community content. I think this is more the sessions or those exam prep type sessions. So what is this call for community content? Who does that? Who should be included in that? What types of things should get submitted? Mm-hmm. Who should submit? The details are on that one.
Yeah, totally. So that one is probably the most exclusive one calls that we have right now. It's geared towards the MVP, RD, and MCT communities. And I know that's alphabet soup. but you know, when we're talking Microsoft, you can't get away from just alphabets. But yes, the MVP community, these are folks that Microsoft has deemed worthy of the title of being a Microsoft valued professional. I'm probably getting the definition wrong, but these are folks who have really deep technical expertise. They are really strong contributors to the community. They give great feedback to Microsoft, and so they get awarded under lots of different award categories. I actually look after one of those award categories called Office Apps and Services. And so that tends to lean towards anything that is SharePoint, Microsoft Teams, as well as a lot of applications like PowerPoint, Excel, and a bunch of other things like that. So if you know of someone who's an MVP, I'm sure they are very familiar with Microsoft Ignite and apply for the call for content each year. RDs are regional directors, and these are folks who tend to have much more of a business angle than a tech angle. They still have lots of technical knowledge of our Microsoft products, but they stretch across the whole stack. So they're more of a jack of all trades, although some are really masters of their own domain. But yeah, they have more of a business angle. So those are our regional directors, and they're eligible to submit for those breakouts and theater sessions as well. And then the MCT acronym stands for Microsoft Certified Trainers. And these are people who have actually, I don't know how they've gotten that certification. I'm sure they had to pass a bunch of exams. But either way, they've got an official certification from Microsoft to train. And because of that, we are looking to them specifically for these exam prep sessions. They're going to be helping people to reach towards a specific Microsoft certification, and will help you through those exams that lead up to that. So that's the call for content specifically.
That sounds very cool, especially on the exam side. That's something that's a little bit new this year, or at least it sounds new this year. So they're going to be focusing on a lot of the new role-based exams that have come out across Azure and Microsoft 365 and Office 365?
Yeah, absolutely. Across the board. Anything that is tied up to one of the latest certifications, then yes, we're certainly looking for exam prep sessions on those.
Awesome. Yeah, it's always nice to have the, you know, go and sit the exam while you're at Ignite and have the opportunity to do that and take the betas and the released ones. But, you know, sometimes you don't always get all the learnings you want for exam preparation versus going to a hands-on lab or sitting in sessions. And it's just going to be one more thing that is going to put everyone's head on a swivel and figure out how far they need to walk between things.
Yes, yes. The FOMO is very real at Microsoft Ignite. I mean, I think it's not unique. If you go to any major conference, whether it's a tech conference or not, you always are struggling when you're looking at that schedule. Where do I prioritize my time? Should I go to this session because it's a shorter walking distance, or do I go to this other one that's a little bit further, but I really want to learn about IoT? And that's a challenge, but that also segues quite nicely into the call for content form. As you're thinking about putting together a title and an abstract, you really need to stand out from the crowd. So it makes it an easier decision to make as to where you should be prioritizing time as an attendee. So compelling titles, keeping it concise, making sure your abstract is super clear on the expectations for what attendees can learn, right? Like if they're going to be learning something that's more on the level 100 side, which is more foundational, make that super clear that someone who is real expert in this particular technology, they're not going to get much out of it. But something that is level 400, super expert, then yes, absolutely. That is something where someone who is still dipping their toes in the water on a particular technology, that's not good. They're going to be a little bit bleary-eyed about the session that they're going to go into. So yeah, make sure that you are super clear on what people can expect.
Yeah. And as they're looking at putting those sessions and abstracts together, it's got an interesting breakdown this year too. It's some of the terminologies a little bit even new to me, where we talk about Uber sessions and putting together some things like that. So everyone should be targeting, it sounds like, 75-minute Uber conference sessions and
no.
Getting in there if they're on that side. Or where are you looking for people to fall out?
You're steering people in the wrong direction.
Well, that's why I'm asking you the question.
So we are looking for 45-minute breakouts, and we're looking for 20-minute theater sessions. We've actually cut a lot of the 75-minute sessions out because we have such a demand for sessions themselves. And so, you know, we only have 5 days in the week. We need as many sessions as possible to cover the plethora of all the technologies we want to cover. So we have 45-minute sessions available that are in breakout rooms, and we have 20-minute theatre sessions that are in these theatres that are in the showcase floor. There is a little bit more noise, but I think that it increases the excitement and the vibe of the space. We definitely are optimizing for noise and making sure that the surrounding noise isn't affecting the attendee experience and the speaker's experience, but the theatre sessions are always very well received because there is an exercise in getting people to cut down the number of words and slides they need to communicate their message. So we want people to just go to these sessions, these theatre sessions, walk away, and then be able to learn something completely new in a different theatre session within 20 minutes.
Awesome.
All right. Sounds good. So I know you mentioned a few tips in there. You get speakers too. I mean, we have some speakers that have been probably MVPs for, I don't know, 13, 14, 15 years. You get other people that are like brand new MVPs as of a month ago.
Yeah.
Is there any tips, especially for those first timers? I know a lot of experienced community speakers, they have sessions down, they've submitted a bunch of them in the past. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else for those first timers that you can give them to kind of help them stand out, or anything those experienced speakers need to think about differently this year than they have in the past, especially with kind of that focus on maybe some of the shorter sessions?
Yeah, let me focus on the experienced folks first, because a lot of people might dismiss it and think, oh, you know, I don't need advice. This is like my fifth Microsoft Ignite / Tech Ed. I know what I'm doing. But actually, you can lull yourself into a false sense of security because you think you know the game. But when you do feel that way, then you can actually alienate your audience a little too much too, because you shouldn't be expecting to be presenting to a room full of friends. Like, there are definitely people who do not know who you are, what your credentials are, and they just want to learn about the product. So again, I think setting the scene at the very start of your session to say, hey, like, can I just survey the room to understand like where you are in your learnings about, you know, quantum computing? Let's just, you know, go on that end of the spectrum to start with, and then find out who's a little bit more knowledgeable in that area. I think surveying the room is always a good tip for anyone who's a seasoned presenter, because you don't want to, disheartening thing that you can do what mid presentation is to see someone walk through that door out of your room and then a whole bunch of people following because they didn't want to be the first to leave, right? And you're wondering, well, why is everyone leaving? Some of the really great things that people do when it comes to presenting is using the time to engage the audience and not thinking of it as a pure podium, microphone, audience type of engagement. Like, you are there, you've got knowledge, you want to share it with them, and you also want to interact with these attendees. I love when people just ask a simple question where they're just asking the attendees to raise a hand for a quick survey, or asking them to just like break for a small 5-minute discussion with the person next to them. Because that's the other thing too. Microsoft Ignite is a massive networking event for people. I think for first-time attendees, they, when they're making the business case to their boss to say, hey, I really want to be going to this event in Orlando, it's going to take probably 7 days of me being away from the office, but they usually are saying, these are all the sessions I'm going to, these are all the speakers I'm going to be meeting, and then that's the business case. But no, the other value that people don't talk about is how many connections you can get from the event. You are going to be amongst a group of 28,000 peers who may be in the same role as you, who may be tackling the same challenges as you, and has already come through a bunch of lessons from that and can share some of those. I mean, the number of advantages for going to an event like this is numerous. So yeah, certainly from a seasoned presenter point of view, I would highly recommend thinking about attendee interaction, getting a sense of their knowledge before you even start speaking. Yeah.
Yeah. One thing, Scott, and I don't know if you remember this, Scott and I were at one conference. I don't even remember which one it was. And the speaker literally got up, and I haven't seen this in many other sessions at Ignite or otherwise. And she said she had two slides right at the outset of her slide deck. And she was like, these are the five bullet points. This is what this session is going to be. And then she had another slide that was like five more bullets that said, this is what the session is not going to be. And she made it very clear within the first 5 minutes what was going to be included, what wasn't going to be included. And it was really helpful because then people are like, you know what? That lines up with what I want. I'm going to stay. Otherwise, nope. I know within the first 5 minutes, I'm going to go find another session that applies to me. And it was super helpful that I haven't seen a lot of presenters do.
Yeah, that was the ever awesome Jessica Dean. She rocks.
Yes, that's what it was.
Yeah, she's really great. And I think it shows a lot of respect to your attendees' time to say, hey, this won't be for you if you are expecting this. So I think that's really great. From a first-time presenter point of view, that can be pretty tough. I mean, I know public speaking isn't everybody's cup of tea. It took me a long time to really feel comfortable jumping on a stage and just talking. And so practice makes perfect. It took me many, many years to get there. And I would certainly say for anyone who's a first-time presenter at Microsoft Ignite, not to scare you, but it is a completely different experience than going to a user group in front of 5 or 10 or 12 attendees. You are looking at a sea of many faces, and so you got to be prepared for that. So, yeah, I mean, but still, practice in front of a real live audience, in front of your colleagues or friends or your community groups. I highly recommend that just to get a sense of be comfortable with the flow, be comfortable with your slides, and not to use your slides as the main presentation. They are just your prop. Remind yourself that attendees are here for you. So work on your presentation as opposed to you getting these words out of your mouth. Really important lesson for everybody to learn.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Some great tips. As IT professionals in the cloud era, sometimes it feels like we don't have the same language as the rest of the organization. So when stakeholders from finance, other departments start asking about a specific project or team's Azure costs, they don't always realize how much work is involved in obtaining that information. Sifting through cluttered CSVs and a complex mess of metadata in order to manually create custom views and reports. It's a real headache. On top of helping you understand and reduce your organization's overall Azure spend, ShareGate Overcast lets you group resources into meaningful cost hubs and map them to real-world business scenarios. This way, you can track costs in the way that makes most sense with your corporate structure, whether it's by product, business unit, team, or otherwise. It's a flexible, intuitive, and business-friendly way of tracking Azure infrastructure costs, and it's only available in ShareGate Overcast. Find out more on ShareGate.com/ITPro. We talked about the exam prep sessions, some more interactive sessions. You said are there some more interactive sessions, hands-on type sessions? What are these interactive sessions that people can look forward to coming up at Ignite?
As I mentioned before, if networking is a huge advantage of going to an event like Ignite, and it'd be such a shame if we didn't have some formal sessions that allow people to network. It can be quite nerve-wracking to just like talk to the person who just sat down next to you and say, hey, so what do you do, without sounding creepy. But I think with these unconference sessions that we have planned, there's going to be a lot more filtering, meaning if I'm going to turn up to an unconference session about machine learning, then I'm very likely to find someone else who's interested in that same topic. And so it's a lot easier to, you know, strike up a conversation. The unconference sessions will be very structured so that you know exactly what, as a group, in small tables of, say, 6 to 8, what you are supposed to be discussing, right? So we're going to have some great facilitators that will come from the community and not necessarily from the MVP, RD, or MCT communities. We're looking for anybody to be involved. Yeah, so we'll have these great unconference sessions that allow people to get to know each other about these topics. And we're not just looking for tech topics, by the way. Diversity and inclusion is a huge commitment that Microsoft has, and that reflects in the schedule as well. My colleague Shauna Chi, she leads the diversity and tech community on the Microsoft tech community, and she's running this whole track on diversity and inclusion. And one of the things that she's looking for are submissions that cover anything from mental health to accessibility, a lot of different things. So yeah, I think it's a highly important topic that people should be aware of. So if you've got any ideas around unconference sessions around that topic, please submit.
Okay, so this falls then under that second topic, the community champions mm-hmm. sessions that you can go in and submit, where it's the network sessions or the unconference sessions
yep.
or the podcasts.
Yes.
Okay, so that one then can be anybody. Those unconference network sessions is anybody. Podcasters can be anybody. You just go in and fill out that submission, submit it. Any advice or input for that? I mean, you could have, there's been 30,000 people adding that. You could have all 30,000 of them submit something that you might have to try to stand out even submitting those unconference sessions or as a podcast. Any advice you can give people there if they're submitting one of those?
Yeah, specifically for unconference, I mean, go with your passion topic. Sue Hanley, who's an MVP, she ran a really great meetup last year that was all about how to, if you want to be a consultant, how do I do that if I want to start my own business? And she got a really great showing for that. And she comes from an area of expertise because that's her job. That's her business. So think about the topics that you care about a lot, you think you can share a lot with the community, and see what you can do. That'd be my top tip on that one. It'd be a real shame if you were running an unconference session on a topic that you didn't really have a lot of deep knowledge on. You'd want to be able to give something to your attendees as well as learn something for yourself.
Okay. And then probably focus on a topic too. And like you said, don't do just tech. So don't like submit an unconference session for Office 365, but really narrow down and think outside the box. What's a narrow niche that I'm an expert in?
Totally.
Technology or not technology related, like you said, to kind of lead a discussion around.
Yeah, and that niche is how you will stand out, because if I look at that submission and it's super general, chances are 5 other people have made that same submission too. And it's very easy to cast that aside. But if it was more about a particular sector or like US government or SMB or a particular role, DevOps could be one, or you know, being an admin for Microsoft 365, then that's going to narrow it down and actually make it a lot easier for attendees to say, yeah, that is perfectly suited to me and what I'm experiencing right now. So yeah, keep it niche. I would recommend that.
All right. Very cool. Well, we'll definitely have to submit one, Scott. Scott and I already said we need to submit some podcasts. Maybe we'll even submit some unconference sessions. Those sound kind of fun.
Yeah, that will be super fun.
Yeah, we're going to have to think about how we submit them together, but make them different so we're both compelling.
Yes.
And I will say, one of the things I keep forgetting to mention too is we're going to really look after you guys when you're at Microsoft Ignite, and if you do get selected for any one of these roles, because not only are we offering a full conference pass, we're also going to cover your hotel accommodation and your flights to and from Orlando, up to 600 for domestic itineraries and 2000 US for international. So that's a pretty big chunk of change, but also, you know, like, we know it takes a lot for people to be committed to an entire week, and we wanted you guys to be well-rested and looked after and not have to worry about that.
Very cool. Well, that's awesome. Hey, Scott, maybe we can take a helicopter down there because we're kind of close to fly. We were talking about this before that we're just up in Jacksonville, so we're like 2 hours away. So flying for us, not really, but maybe we could find a helicopter if we get selected.
Yeah, I'm sure there's budget for that.
I don't know. Let's see if the travel agent will book that for you. I think that might be a bit of a struggle, but yes.
Uber does helicopters now. We'll be fine.
Oh, that's right. We can Uber a helicopter. Do they have them? I don't think they have them in Jacksonville yet, though.
Not yet. No, we're going to be about 50 years behind that trend.
Anywho, on that note, there was also one other category. So you also have this community reporters area where you can submit to be a community reporter, and kind of the the highlight under here, the bullet point that I took away from this is you get in front of a camera and get to talk to people. So yeah. What is this community reporters option that people have as well that they can submit to, and who can submit? It looked like it was anybody, but fill us in a little bit on this one.
Yeah, it's open to everybody. So we're doing a casting call. We're actually asking people to submit a video of themselves talking about how much they want to be a community reporter. This is our third year running this, and the idea was inspired by, you know, giving a few select group of people to have inside access on Ignite before it even kicks off. They'll help us with getting people excited and hyped up about Microsoft Ignite, but also during the week, they'll be there to conduct interviews with speakers. They'll get a lot of exclusive access to really great experts. And, you know, you could have the chance to interview someone like Mike Rusinovich or Jeffrey Snover, Scott Hanselman, Julia White, all sorts of amazing people. So that'll be super, super cool. The other thing too is you'll get to be part of our live stream. And typically it is a Monday only experience where we get to live stream Satya's keynotes and all of the tech keynotes. And the community reporters play a role in a lot of that filler content. The filler content is really fun. You get to interview attendees as they're walking into the keynote. You get to do a lot of those exclusive interviews, like I said before. So yeah, it's a lot of fun. But there are some significant changes from previous years. Instead of doing one live stream for just the Monday, we're actually going to do it week long. So it's going to be a super stretched out assignment for our community reporters. And yeah, and typically in previous years, we've only recruited from the MVP RD community, but this year we want to make it inclusive of everyone. So if you are excited and thrive in front of a camera and love the opportunity to potentially meet one of your tech idols and interview them in person, then yeah, this is definitely the thing for you.
All right, very cool. So if you're doing that and you're in front of the camera, do you get like a dressing room and a makeup team and all of that to make sure you look good too?
You actually do get someone with from makeup and hair to make sure you don't look too shiny in front of those lights. I have not got budget for a green room, unfortunately. I will not tolerate any diva behavior. If you just want blue M&Ms, I'm sorry. You're going to have to get them yourself.
Oh, that sounds like fun. Those sound like some really interesting ways to get involved at Ignite and to participate. If you've previously just been an attendee and want to kind of step up to the next level, either through those unconference sessions or the community reporters.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun. I cannot wait. Honestly, when I finished up Ignite last year, I thought, I don't know how I'm going to top it, but I honestly think it's going to be even better than last year.
Yeah, no, it sounds like a good program. And one of the things that happened with Ignite last year was you had all the follow-on with Ignite the Tour. And yeah. It looked like the dates for this year just kind of, it was like somebody did a nice throwing a piece of paint against the wall and it just splattered everywhere. I mean, there's so many more tour stops this year. Is there opportunities for these same speakers or calls for content to get involved with that as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've really got our work cut out for us. Some genius decided that we'll do our first tour stop exactly a week after Orlando.
Some genius being you?
No, definitely not. I did not sign up for that. And they also decided to practically double the number of cities that we would go to. So we're hitting 30 cities this year.
Yeah, it was quite the impressive list.
Yeah. We're starting in Paris and then we finish up in Stockholm in May.
Oh, so you get to go from Orlando to Paris and a week?
I am not signing up for that. Is that likely to happen? Maybe. I'm not going to make any promises here, but I swear it will because I've been dragged into it, not because I want to. Not that I don't love Paris in November, but it's just that it's Ignite itself is such a strenuous, no joke. I actually broke out from hives from Ignite. It was so stressful because you're running around from one end to the other, just putting out tiny, tiny, tiny fires everywhere just to make sure that it's all smooth sailing. And so on the surface, everything looks lovely and organized, but really underneath, it's like stuff's going down. So yeah, it's a lot of work that goes into it, but it's super exciting. But yes, we are taking the show on the road straight after Orlando, hitting Paris first and going to Tokyo straight after that. And man, it is a lot of work. as you look at those cities, you're probably thinking, how do they figure out like the language piece? Yes, we have to localize as much as we can. So that's a huge body of work as well. But the tour itself, so there are main differences from Ignite. So you shouldn't be expecting, if you are going on any of the tour spots, that it will be the same show, but in, you know, Paris. So it's a 2-day event. It's free, so you don't have to pay any admission. And we're taking the best of Ignite and bringing it to you. So bringing our Microsoft speakers over, organizing the community as well. And yes, we are going to be asking the community to be involved. There are lots of great people from the MVP, RD and MCT community. And so we'll be asking them to submit for content, just like those breakouts and theaters, as I mentioned for Orlando. We're still working out a lot of the detail. It's not made any easier by the fact it's so close to Ignite. And so deadlines are creeping up very quickly, but we still need to figure out what we are planning for Orlando before we even start thinking about 30 other versions of that event. So
yeah, finalize one and then get on to the others.
Yes.
Yeah. But quickly.
Yes. Mover is a cloud migration company that specializes in moving your company's files from file servers or cloud storage like Box, Dropbox, and Google into Office 365. Their patented technology makes Mover the fastest OneDrive file migrator in the world. Moving dozens of terabytes of data a day is a breeze. Use Mover's free, industry-leading migration guides or ask for a managed migration and they'll take the lead. With Mover, all your data is secure and intact. Running completely behind the scenes, you don't lose time, money, or hair while you transfer. Scan, plan, migrate, report. Migrations that don't suck with Mover. Visit mover.io for more info. For some of those cities where they may not, speakers, MVPs, for whatever reason, may not be able to make it to Ignite, may not want to come over to the US for that, but are interested in speaking or being involved in Ignite the tour when it comes to a city closer to them, is there some place they can watch or look to stay up to date once more of the information starts coming out for those cities around sessions and speaking and all of that?
To learn more about how to be involved on the tour, I mean, you could follow me on Twitter at _HU. That's probably the first thing that I do when getting the news out anywhere. But you could also follow the Microsoft Tech community. So that's the online community platform for all things Microsoft Ignite and Microsoft Ignite the Tour. If you want to get yourself familiar with the content that we plan to put on the tour, I would strongly recommend when the recordings and the PowerPoint decks are available, look them up on Microsoft Tech Community because we're making every single presentation available there. And it may take a few days or even a week to, you know, hunt that speaker down and get that deck from them. But we do everything, do our utmost to get all that content in the hands of not only attendees, but the whole world, no joke. Like, we don't care whether you paid a ticket to go to Microsoft Ignite. We want you to have access to that information because everyone is wanting to learn about Azure, wanting to learn about Power Apps and Power Platform, Microsoft 365. And we put a lot of effort into making that information available to you. So we're democratizing all of our content, making it available on the Microsoft Tech community. And it will help hopefully reduce some of that FOMO when you can't physically make it from one end of the convention center to the other too, right?
All right. Awesome. Well, that sounds good. How many days until Ignite? Because you admitted you have a countdown on your phone of the days until Ignite.
Yeah. I'm really sad. 108 days right now as we're recording today.
All right. So yeah, by the time people listen to it, it'll be, I think, 6 days, 102 by the time people hear this. I think I'm doing all my math right. So, and we'll put links to all of this stuff in the show notes for this episode, links to where people can go to submit for the community content, the champions, the community reporters. We'll put a show to register for Ignite, to your Twitter handle, because yes, definitely go follow Anna on Twitter because she puts out lots of good information there. Anything else you want to tell people before we wrap up for the day?
Yeah, don't procrastinate. The call for all those calls for community content, reporters, and community champions closes on August 4th. So if you're thinking about it, even if you're just thinking about it, just block out an hour next week to think about it. Like, I'm not joking. Procrastination is my worst enemy. I'm sure it's the worst enemy of many other people. So think about it, because I think it will really show if you left it to the last minute when I read those titles and those abstracts. So please make sure you spend some time on it.
Yeah. So when you hear this, I think, again, doing my math, I'm always terrible at math with months and it overlaps, because then you get the whole 30 days versus 31. I think it's like 11 days from when you hear this.
Yes.
That the call for papers will close. So as soon as you hear this, go start working on that, fine tune it, make sure it's all grammatically correct, and probably remember you're selling yourself to, or you're selling your session. You're not selling yourself. You're selling your session to Anna and to whatever team you have selecting all of these. So really put some effort into it.
Yeah, it'll be really fun, I promise. I hope we haven't made it sound like a lot of work.
Well, we're looking forward to it. We're counting down the days too, and hopefully we will see you and everybody else at Ignite in another 100 and some days.
Great. No, looking forward to it. Thank you so much for having me.
Not a problem. Thanks for joining us, Anna. Go enjoy your weekend, and we will talk to you again later.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yep. Thanks. If you enjoyed the podcast, go leave us a 5-star rating in iTunes. It helps to get the word out so more IT pros can learn about Office 365 and Azure. If you have any questions you want us to address on the show or feedback about the show, feel free to reach out via our website, Twitter, or Facebook. Thanks again for listening, and have a great day.